and they hollered a whole lot at night. But whenever they went to hooting around and about 12 o'clock in the daytime and all, looked for a change of the weather. Because in the spring, summer, you'd get some rain. Because in the winter time, you'd get some zero weather, maybe.
Do you have this little one that has a real high voice?
Yeah. But you're probably calling an owl. I don't know whether they had any other name or not.
Ever heard it called a screech owl?
Them little screech owls. Yeah, they holler at night. Very seldom ever hear one. I haven't heard one of them in I don't know how long. They just died out or disappeared, you know. I don't know. I haven't heard a screech owl and I don't know when.
Do you call the big one a hoot owl?
No, not. Used to be when I was on the farm years ago and all. You know them. And they're bad about catching chickens that roost in trees after night and all. They can see after night. Lots of times they get in the trees where the chicken roosts and catch them a chicken. Take it off and eat it.
What do you call this bird that drills holes in trees?
That's what?
It drills holes in trees.
Well, I don't believe I know now.
You know, it's got this sharp beak and it can move its head back and forth real quick and drill a hole in a tree. Sometimes you hear
it. Peckerwood?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got different kinds?
Well, yeah, there's a red-headed, what we call a red-headed peckerwood. And then the other one is called a woodchuck. But they've got a hard bill and all, and they can get on a limb or whatever tree and peck a hole in the bark. And I noticed this winter during the ice and all we had here for a week or longer that the birds would come and they'd find stuff in the limb. They'd go down the limb or in the bottom of the tree and stop. And there'd be something in there that they would eat and stay alive on. I don't know whether it's some kind of a grain that blowed in there from high wind and located there and all, or what it was. But the birds, different kinds, would go up a whole tree there and they'd stop and pick something up out of the bark and eat it. And it kept them alive.
Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Well, I might have, but I forgot quite well.
What about this animal that's black and got a white stripe down the middle of its back and it give off a bad odor?
Skunk, polecat. Some call them polecat. Others call them skunk.
Have you ever heard people call them civet cats?
Yeah, that's a different cat to a polecat.
Oh.
Yeah. It's smaller. It's not near as large as a polecat. We used to hunt a whole lot and I shipped hides and all. And the state passed a law, you used to just bundle them up and take a burlap shelf and wrap them up in it and all and sew it